Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a deep history of coal mining in South Central Iowa, and Melcher Dallas honors it every year with Coal Miners Day. Let's go in depth with Jill Benz of Melcher Dallas. Jill, you currently live in, you grew up in Melcher Dallas.
Yes, I did.
Your whole life.
I moved away for a couple of years, went from coast to coast, and now I'm back just a few blocks from where I grew up in Melcher, yes.
Well, and how did your family first wind up in Melcher Dallas?
My grandfather, my mom's dad, actually came to Melcher when he was, I believe, 17 years old. He came from northern Italy to work in the coal mines. He had a brother who was already here, and I believe that's actually what brought him over here. But yes, it was to work in the coal mines.
At 17?
Yes.
Along with a whole bunch of other families, I presume.
Yes. He passed before I was born, so I never really got to know him. So a lot of the things that I do know about him are stories that, you know, I was told from a lot of them I heard at past coal miners' days from the older generation that was there and enjoying the day and telling stories. And that's how I've learned basically most of what I know about him.
Well, and so do you know about when he came over?
I don't know what year. I really don't remember. I just know he was about 17 years old.
Okay, so he was born about when, you think? I'm just trying to say, was it in the late 1800s, early 1900s, probably early 1900s?
Yes.
I'm guessing. Okay, so Melcher was a growing town, coal was king, railroads were coming through, needed coal. Must have been an interesting time in Melcher, Dallas.
Yes, it's something that, you know, growing up, as far as Coal Miners Day is concerned, to me it was... That was a big thing. It was a fun time. Bigger than, you know, you looked forward to it just like summer vacation. Now, as I'm older and starting to learn a little more about it and looking into it a little more, especially through like the Melcher Dallas history book, I'm finding out that I didn't realize how many coal mines there were. You know, I knew it was a coal mining town and that was about it. We have the coal car that is up in the park and I knew what it stood for, but I never really knew how important it was. I mean, that's basically what, you know, what made our town what it is. So, and now a lot of the people that were involved in that aren't with us anymore, so a lot of those stories are basically gone.
What's an interesting story about your grandpa?
You know, that's what brought him here. To me, that just blows my mind. He came from northern Italy to Melcher, Iowa. You know, at first, you know, when I was little, I kind of felt, honestly, kind of gypped because I knew we still had family in Italy. And I'm like, how did we end up with small town Iowa? You know, my mom still has family over there and she made a trip over there. Oh, gosh, it's probably been 22, 23 years ago now. And now it's like, I get it. He came here and I'm glad he did because I love my hometown. I've moved coast to coast and I'm back, you know, where I grew up because of the small town. That's what I want my kids to grow up in.
And you mentioned Coal Miners Day, and that's coming up.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Coal Miners Day, every year, it's the Saturday before the fourth Sunday in June. And the reason for that is it started out with a golf tournament and was always the fourth Sunday. So the day before that was when they would have a gathering in the park for the community. So that's how we get calculation for when is Coal Miners Day. We get this a lot. When is it? For some reason, that's a difficult thing for people to remember. It's the Saturday before the fourth Sunday in June every year.
Okay, and that Saturday would be June 22nd, but festivities begin the night before the 21st.
Yes, it's kind of expanded a little. We're getting a little more on Fridays. Bags tournament. It's a huge gathering in the park. It's just the whole community comes together, and it's, you know, for a small town, it seems like our population really increases. That Coal Miners Weekend is a time where a lot of classes hold class reunions, family reunions. It brings a lot of people back, you know, to where they came from, and it's just a big event for people from all over that come back home. You know, it's almost like a giant homecoming instead of just the coal miner's day.
Well, what are some of the festivities that happen, some of the activities?
One of the churches will have a pancake breakfast or biscuits and gravy. We have the fire department will put on a parade. Always a big thing, you know, the candy from the parade. We'll have different events. There'll be games in the park. There'll be vendors, carnival rides, games. The fire department has a meal that they put on every year over at the fire station, just across the street from the park. Music, we'll have a DJ. Bingo is always big in the park. The Lions Club puts on the bingo. And it's just, you drive through that town and you never expect to see so many people gathered up there, I guess. The whole town really comes to life that weekend.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about coal mining days in Melcher, Dallas with Jill Benz. And are there opportunities to learn more about the past Melcher, Dallas coal mining?
Yes, there is the Coal Miners Museum on the north side of the square that'll be open, and it's free. Just, you could spend all day in there.
It's fascinating.
It is. It really is. In fact, I've been in there, I think, once, and I need to make some more trips. Like I said, when I was younger, Coal Miner's Day was just a fun time, but now that I'm, you know, taking the time to actually learn more history about it, a lot of it right now has just been through the Melcher Dallas history book. It's really neat to see what the town, you know, what actually started this town.
One of the things that's of interest to me are the tools, the coal mining tools. There's things where you think, what the heck was that?
Yes, well, and I... looking through the history book the other night with my mom, I said, you know, where were some of these coal mines? I didn't even know. And one is actually like a block away from where I live. And I had no idea they were, you know, they had them listed in the history book. And it just really amazes me how many there were. And, you know, it makes me really want to dig into the history of our town a little more.
Well, and one of the things, too, of interest is that, I mean, Melcher Dallas was a big place where they mined coal, but much of Marion County, especially southern Marion County, south of the river, was big coal mining country. So all of us that are interested in the coal mining in our area, and in Mahaska County, Monroe County, Lucas County, I mean, it's sort of the center of all this coal mining activity. So any of us interested in our collective coal mining past can come and have fun and learn, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how long has Coal Mining Days been going on? Do you know anything about the history?
It started in the early 70s, and I'm going to say it was around, I'll probably get this wrong, I'm going to say like 75. It's in the Melcher Dallas history book, but I honestly cannot remember what year it was.
Mid-70s is good enough. Okay, so that's a long, long time for such a celebration.
Yes, and that's kind of what brought the Coal Miners Committee about, was it started to die down at one point. You know, anytime our town, you know, we have the volunteer fire department, the volunteer EMS. You know, when your organization is volunteers, the Coal Miners Committee volunteers, it takes a lot to put an event like this on. So it takes a lot of people coming together and working together to make it successful. Most of our funding comes from donations and from surrounding communities. And so as it started to die down, a lot of people, you know, we wanted to see it come back. I know me personally, it was a huge thing for me as a child. I have wonderful memories of it. And raising my children in Melcher Dallas, I wanted my kids to have that as well. And that was why I joined the Coal Miners Committee, was to help the committee and the fire department bring it back and help revive Coal Miners Day to where it is such a big event. I want my kids to look forward to that more than anything, more than family vacation in the summer. I want them to remember Coal Miners Day, or basically now it's turning into Coal Miners Weekend, and I hope it continues to grow and people from all around, you know, come back for this. It's like, it's to me, it's just as big a holiday as anything else for me.
Well, it's important to provide the kids those memories. wrap them around history, the community where you come from, where you're going. Just, I don't know, it brings everybody together, no matter where you are, what you do, you get in your routine, and then, you know, it's tough to get out of it, but then boom, everything opens up completely at the festival.
And we bring, you know, other groups come in to volunteer their time. We have the junior, like the junior high class, who they are raising money for their trip to Washington, D.C. in the fall. So they're volunteering their help for different groups. We have an individual that comes up to do pony rides. They've opened that up for that group of children to come and work to help earn money for their trip. So, I mean, it's good for them, too. You know, they're not sitting at home on the video games, whatever. They're out. They're doing things. You know, it's a great opportunity for everybody. And just to see all different ages up there interacting. You know, you go up to that, like I said, bingo's a big thing with the Lions Club. They always have their bingo in the same corner of the park. And you're going to have all different age groups on that bench sitting there playing bingo and talking and visiting. And it's just, it's definitely what I picture, the perfect small town event.
And what's the date again?
It is June 21st, Friday evening is when it'll start, and we'll have some of the rides and things will be going on then, and there will be Washington, D.C. trip kids will be up there selling some food that evening, and then the 22nd will be the actual Saturday, the event, starting with the breakfast at the fire station and the parade, and after the parade, all the festivities and events in the park will start.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about coal mining days in Melcher, Dallas with Jill Benz. Do you have a favorite memory of coal miners' days that you'd like to share?
My favorite memory, and I've tried to bring it back and I'm not going to give up, the bed races. They would have bed races and they would race around the square. It would be, from the best of my memory, for some reason I'm thinking there's like four on a team and you have to have one person on the bed at all times, and they're actually racing around with someone on that bed. I tried bringing it back. Like I said, I'm going to keep doing it, so I want everyone to, you know, think back to the bed race days, because help me bring it back. And we used to actually have a demo derby over where the co-op is located now in Mason's.
So the old cars ramming each other?
Yes, and one year, one of our old vehicles was in it. One of my parents' old vehicles was purchased and put in there, and that was just awesome because we got to paint our names on the car, and you'd sit there and watch it and getting all smashed up. And, you know, tractor pulls, we've got tractor pulls. There's just fireworks. That's another thing that's come back. It's a wonderful firework display, absolutely amazing. And it's nice that it's a different weekend than most towns, you know, have their 4th of July event. We're always before that, so it's kind of a bonus fireworks display, I guess. It's just, there's a lot of memories. You know, it's the one day I got to, as a kid, I'd go up to the park and I could run around with all my friends and play all day long. And, you know, I spent, I don't know how much money my parents playing the old dime toss game. I still have boxes of mismatched dishes in their basement in a box that I'll never use, but I won't get rid of them either. They're my coal miner's day dishes, I guess. But yeah, I spent a lot of money for something I'm probably never going to use, but it was so much fun. I wish we, you know, I don't know if we brought that back yet, but I'm going to have to bring that one up at the next meeting. Everyone needs those dishes.
And so you were telling me too that the fire department has a special relationship with coal miner's days.
Yes. At one point, our volunteer fire department and EMS, you know, they put this all together. And like I said, it's all volunteers. And for a small town like that, to have everything ran just with a group of volunteers is pretty amazing, if you ask me. And I feel we have a wonderful group. I know my family has called on them before. And to think that someone is volunteering their time to help take care of everyone in that town, especially this day and age, I think is pretty amazing. And this was their, and I believe it still is, I could be wrong, one of their biggest fundraisers. So I don't see how, you know, anytime you have that, it's hard to keep finding volunteers. And so it started to dwindle down. Like I said, that's when the Coal Miners Committee came in to help bring it back up. But the fire department, not only do they have their dinner, they're the ones that still organize the parade. And things like the fireworks, they are there, you know, for safety. If anything is needed, they're right there. It's a joint effort between the two groups. And I don't think either group would ever, you know, turn away any more help. We can always use more volunteers on the coal mining committee, I know, or working that day in the park, as I'm sure. I can't really speak for the fire department and EMS, but I don't think they would ever really turn away people that were interested in volunteering to be on that group. Like I said, it's a lot of great people who have put in a lot of their time to make this all possible. So I think there's a lot of credit needs to be given, especially when you have two organizations trying to work together for one specific thing. It takes work. It really does. But it's getting done, and I think the town appreciates it. And I hope the younger generations keep it going. I know I've had my daughter's 11 years old, and I've brought her to a couple of our meetings just so she can see what really goes into this event. So hopefully she can keep it going when she gets older too. I don't ever want to see this thing die. I hope we get to the point where there's so many volunteers that we don't know where we're going to hold the next meeting.
Thanks to Jill Benz for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.